Now, I don't know if you are a great fan of bottled beers, but I do like to go out to the Kentish pubs as much as I can, and sometimes a foray into Sussex. And I try my best to go to very remote, rural, free houses. And sometimes they have a brewery attached, or they're attached to a very local, specialised brewery. And so, you do get some fantastic seasonal beers that are very much crafted around the local hops, the local cereals, and they have some local character about them. And you do feel like you're literally buying local and contributing to the local community, really, and the local legend. That's really the point for me. But occasionally I just want a quiet night in, and so I have a few bottled beers around, and some of the supermarkets at the moment are doing like 4 bottles for £7. And actually, it seems that if you go for a beer under about 3.8%, there's less tax on that particular percentage, and so you'll notice a few of the shops are selling bottles from, £1.40 and downwards. The cheapest I've bought lately is 72 pence. And these are ales which are around about 3.4%. So probably the most notable of those is Green King's IPA. Okay, so IPA is an India pale ale, and the point of it was, some centuries ago, it was brewed and barreled to go on board ship, and it was going to go all the way from Britain right round Africa, all the way down round, the Cape and up through the Indian Ocean, and it arrived in India, believe it or not. And it had to be capable of surviving the journey, and so those were called India Pale Ales. It was a major export of the breweries, if you like. And some of these breweries date back a long way. You know that Green King goes back to 1799, and I think it's Shepherd Neame go back to 1698. And another local one that's very prominent and goes back a long way is Harvey's of Lewes. I'm not quite sure how long that has been around, but one of my favourites is Hook Norton, and that's quite a relative newcomer stepping in there at about 1849. But if you do make the effort to go to the breweries, you can have a really fantastic tour, and you can enjoy, some tasting en situ. So that's a very good thing to do, especially if you can do it in the winter, because I mean, there's, if you like, bugger all else to do, isn't there? So what I've got to do is a Sainsbury's Taste the Difference Summer Edition Tropical Pale Ale with hints of mango and passion fruit, and it's 4.4%. So what I do with these is I go onto the back label and I have a stab at guessing which brewery probably came up with this, and I'm just guessing that this is a Badger beer because it says Blandford Forum, Dorset. And I've not really been to Dorset and, focused in on the pubs there, but that's definitely my next trip in mind at some point next year. So enjoying, the local beers of local places in Britain is a great opportunity to take a really good weekend away, and you can probably find some local tea rooms and historic places and maybe some coastline and that, and just build your weekend around your interest in beer. And you might have a really good pub meal with that, or you might just have some local fish and chips or whatever. If you get yourself to Watch It, which is near Minehead in Somerset, there's a fantastic pub which is right next door to a fish and chip shop. So you buy fish and chips and they let you sit in the pub and eat it, right? It's almost exclusively ciders, and most of them are still ciders, but they're on draft. Now that is just one of the absolute meccas of this country to my mind. It's it's a little place in paradise, and you've got the I've forgotten what it's called for a minute, the West Somerset Railway, which runs from Bishop's Lydiard near Taunton to Minehead. It's one of the really great railways of the country. And you are going to have a fantastic time. And the marina is well worth looking around. Well, the harbour, it used to be. And there's like a little shipping museum. It's just, it's a glorious, glorious place to be. So, you know, if you ever get the opportunity to go and visit that part of Somerset, and don't forget, just down the road from Bishop's Lydiard is Sheppey's Cider Farm. I mean, I try and have a pilgrimage out there at least once a year, any time from about April through to October. I mean, I'd go there in the winter if I had to, but it's just, you know, it's amazing. You can find somewhere cheap to stay over or whatever. So, you know, just going to different places in this country to enjoy the beers of a location or the ciders is absolutely top quality. I defy you to do that pretty much anywhere else in the world. It really is, you know, unutterably brilliant. So this tropical pale ale is very, very refreshing. It's very different to most bottled beers. It's what it says on the label. It's got mango, passion fruit. There's a bit of kiwi, some pineapples, light cereal notes, and, you know, just fairy gold dust, really. Yeah, it's definitely worth a try. If you have tried craft beers and you like the idea of fruit beers, but you don't really like the sort of gunky glucoseness of, you know, craft beers, I think this one's going to really please you at pretty much any time of the year. In fact, I recommend you buy a load of them, at least 12, say, and have them in your fridge ready for Christmas Day, because you will really surprise your beer-loving Christmas diners. Of course, you're probably going to have the very traditional high alcohol, you know, 6-7%, you know, beefy Christmas ales and that, but for a fantastic ale with the dessert, you know, you're probably going to have lemon meringue pie if you don't have Christmas pudding, aren't you, or cheese, you know, this is going to be a beaut, and you really will thank me for this top tip. So tropical pale ale summer edition, grab them now, ready for Christmas Day, and get another load in for New Year's Eve. Why not? I mean, to be honest, it's almost like the champagne of real ales. It really is nice. It's a stunner. It's very different. And I don't think there's going to be anyone out there who really does not like this. It's beautiful. So in this week, I've had several bottled beers. I've had a lot of fantastic pub beers. I've had Thirsty Ferret from Badger. That's absolutely the crucial time of year to enjoy a Thirsty Ferret. All deep toffee, chestnut and honey notes in there, with some, you know, walnut and so on. A bit of bonfire spice. So that's a top one for this time. And I've also had a local Rother Valley brewer. So in Kent and Sussex, we're very, very lucky to have some, well, just an enormous number of top brewers, from the little on down to the big. And so I've had, Leavers Alone, it's called Leavers. I've seen Leavers that you get in one of those station boxes, you know, the ones where you pull the levers and the train tracks change. Well, it's brewed specially on a Kent farm for the Kent and East Sussex Steam Railway, which runs from Tenterden to Bodiam. That is, if you're ever in the area, it's an absolute must. You will just go back 100 years immediately. And, you know, to steam towards Bodiam Castle and see that rising from the levels in the mist is, it's just one of the really great panoramic landscapes of Britain. It's soft, it's subtle, it's undeniably romantic, and, you know, it fires the imagination. So that's a really good one. And up above the oven, so I don't reach up and get it until bonfire week, I've got Hopper's Ale from the same Rother Valley. And that's all to do with the whole area was once, you know, totally permeated by the hop farms, and many, many of those hops went to Guinness. All around Bodiam and Sandhurst were the hopping farms, and people used to come down from the east end of London on the trains And they would stay in these shacks. You can see the shacks at Bodiam at the station. And they would do the 2 weeks of hopping, you know, and shat in a bucket and all that. And they just loved it, you know, campfires and sing songs, the lot. I mean, it really was the summer holiday, the late summer holiday of the working class. And I think that's where we went wrong. At the termination of the hopping, and it all went on to those Spanish package holidays, we died. Britain just died in that moment. In the moment when the working classes exchanged a working holiday on the hop fields of Kent for those vapid, you know, lie in the sun for a week or two. What's that all about? You know, what's that going to do for you? Absolutely fecking trashed our culture, didn't it? And that is the difference between the old world and the modern world. The hopping holidays exchanged for those fecking awful package holidays aboard, sitting on some fecking sunny beach. What is that all about? It's dreadful, isn't it? And yeah, so, you know, the fields all around, there's still a lot of hops out there, but they're really up the back lanes these days, you know, doing the old Fuggles and the Goldings from Kent, Asturian hops. You know, you've got to know your hops, and you can know them best by trying out local beers, essentially. And I do think the Badger beers at Dorset are exceedingly good for hops. They really do use the hops in a very innovative way. I wouldn't call them a traditional beer. They're in between traditional and this new sort of phase of doing American citrus hops and all that. I don't want to know about that. I just want the old stuff, for goodness sake. But so there we are. We've got a bit of steam and, you know, beer. There's a steam beer festival. There's several in the area. There's quite a lot of steam railways, you know. And yeah, I remember as a child, I remember driving out of Bodiam Castle and up across the bridge over the Rother, which is tidal, or used to be tidal up until there, really. And then it disappears into the wilderness of Sussex, you know. And across the old, it was always there, the old station, but it was so rack and ruin and there was no rail or anything. There was just the ghost of an old, old, tired old station. And we used to say every time, wouldn't it be wonderful if that came back to life? And that was when I was aged from, say, 7 to maybe 12. And then when I was somewhat older, just say about 30, they started to put into action reclaiming the railway from Norvium to Bodiam. And ever since, you know, it's just been, it's a little paradise. It really is. It's absolutely one of the most exquisite things in the country. Anyway, that's Kent and Sussex. Do come and visit, see Bodiam Castle, jump on the KESR, come over my way towards Dungeness and get onto the RHDR, the Romney Hive and Dymchurch Railway. We're having a gala this weekend. And just fecking enjoy yourself, you know, have an ice cream or whatever. So, yeah, you know, it's a great sort of turnaround time going from the pale ales to the ruby porters. So what the most interesting beer I've had on draft in the last 2 or 3 weeks was a Sussex ruby porter that was 4.3%, I think. And that was just everything. That was everything in a glass. I mean, wow. So I went back to the pub the next week, and of course they changed it for a North Downs Gold, which is a really good pale ale with a lot of depth. It's a golden ale, really. And it's definitely not what I want to be drinking on the, you know, it's the occasion of the first fire in winter, as it were. So I sat by the fire, but there was sort of nice cereal, honey, and almost smoky bonfire notes out of that ale. And, you know, I had pork scratchings, but you can't, you know, you just got to go with whatever they've got, because these pubs are so far out, you've got to drive for another 15 minutes or 20 before you find another pub, you know. And but they do make the effort to have four draft ales, and I think that's absolutely glorious. And I do my absolute best to support these really good independent, you know, free houses whenever I can. So some more interesting ales I've had recently on draft was the Gocha's Light Mild from Maidstone. And that's very much almost like a single stout, almost in the tradition of an oyster stout. If you've ever tasted an oyster stout, it's got to be the finest black beer there is. Very difficult to get hold of, but this was really superb. It wasn't what you would think of as a mild, you know, a sort of dark brown, treacly, yucky thing. It was a gorgeous single stout, if anything. And on the same sitting, I had Wantsum's Montgomery. They're very into, like, they've got, they do a Hurricane, and they do something to do with Moore's head, you know, that chap that got his head chopped off. And I think he might have been an Archbishop of Canterbury or something. And also they do the 1381 Peasants' Revolt, which we're very, very fond of. That's about 3.6, and it's almost an orange ale. That's gorgeous. And so Wantsum, it was once a channel between Riccolva and Richborough, and he literally cut off Ramsgate and Margate from the rest of Britain by a long shot. It's fantastic. Do look up the history. It silted up at around about the year 1500, which was a shame, you know, because if there's one thing you need to do in this life, it's keep Margate and Ramsgate at a really good ship's length. That's a definite, yeah. But even today, there's nothing up there, you know, it's just emptiness, which is good, I think. So, what else have I had lately? Oh, ever so many. You know, really, really, so many I can't remember. So there's the Shepherd Neame Late Red, which we all sort of look forward to in this area because it only arrives for about 3 weeks. Before you know it, everyone's drunk it dry and you won't get any more until the next autumn. And that's a really good chestnutty sort of, you know, cold dust almost beer, which sets you up, you know, for the colder weather. I had a Gads of Ramsgate. That was more of a pale ale. I thought it was good, but it wasn't anywhere near my top favourite. And also I had something by the Canterbury Ales. It was called Reeves. You know, one of those religious jobs, I think. And that was really good. It's what's called a copper ale. That's some of my favourite ale. And that one was just, oh, that was real toffee heaven, you know. So I really, really enjoyed that one. Those were all on Saturday night. I also had what I'd call a not very well drawn Young's original London ale. That's a shame because earlier, 30th of September, I remember, I mean, I can remember my calendar by the beers I've drunk, you know. I remember having a really decent Young's London Ale in Tenterden, and I paired that with a St. Austell's Proper Job. That's a very nice beer. If you can get that on draft, lucky you. So lucky me, and I enjoyed those two, which were a great contrast because one's very golden and one's very sort of bronze, but they were, you know, instead of having a pint, I had half a pint of each and I just sort of compared them. That was brilliant. God, I've been to so many pubs since the 30th of September. I really just can't recall them all. Let me think of one or two unusual ones. I sort of find myself out in the middle of nowhere. Oh, yeah. In the week, I was in a country, you know, place called Elam, which is really so out in the middle of nowhere. There's no traffic at all. And what did I have there? I had a Romney Ale, an amber ale. So Romney is the local one here, which is Romney, you know, it's just up the road. I'm not particularly fond of their ales, but, you know, 5 out of 5 for trying, and they are locals. So that was good. The week before, I had what I can only assume was a St. Austell Brewery one called Sea Fury, and it was all chestnut, you know, copper bronze toffee, sort of, you know, hazelnut deliciousness. And that was, I think that was only 3.7%. And that was in the Abbott's Fireside, which is another of the free pubs of Elam. And the week in between those, I went to the Coach and Horses in Liminge. It's Liminge. And there's a very interesting old church there, which is built on a much more interesting, older church called St. Ethelburga's. Yes, that's... I'll just have a St. Ethelburga's and fries, please. So that was absolutely scintillating. And I had something completely new to me, a Butcombe original beer. I think that was 4.3%. No, it might have been 4%, that one. Yeah, I think that was 4%. So that was sort of almost like an old-fashioned beer in the best possible way. You know, just a good, solid, brown, bitter. It really was nice. So those are mostly the immediate sort of local brews that I've had. I don't think there's been anything else. Has there? I do get out and about. And it's just mysterious. You know, I just end up places and sometimes people buy me beers. It's really, really nice, you know. So... even in 1 month, I have been all over the place and drunk a lot of interesting beers. And the last epic I did was in Sussex. So I got over to Wilmington and right down to Beachy Head. And I went to the very historic Tiger Inn. And I had a Longman Indian Summer. Now, that was a cracking good orange beer. I mean, it was all sort of orange, peach, pineapple, weird sort of taste. It's a bit of, you know, pumpkin even. Very much pumpkin. I had pumpkin cupcakes as well this week. And I also enjoyed one called Rising Giant. That was terrific. That was, again, really sort of toffee, honey, chestnut notes again. And all these taste a lot better with pork scratchings, obviously. And I really don't recommend the Long Blonde. I mean, it really is about all you expect from blondes. You know, it just screeches in your ear and it hasn't really got much to offer. So don't go for that one. It's only 3.8%. You won't miss anything. Just like all blondes, really. And, what else did I have on that trip? Let me think. I had the best bitter. It was almost all the pubs were serving Long Man. I just got to a point where I was phased out by it. So... I did start in Newhurst Green, which is the village next to Bodiam that almost no one in the world has ever been to, at the White Dog. And I had, I don't actually know who brewed it. I think it was a Sussex Brewing Company, and it was just the local White Dog ale, which was all right, but it was a bit too bitter on the hops and it didn't have a good balance. So I didn't massively enjoy that one, but I did have Bodiam Beef Crisps, which, you know, that was excellent. But the church was closed. I mean, where do you go with that? But there was free tomatoes. Someone was offering free tomatoes. So it was definitely a swings and roundabouts, that one. And I also had a half of Master Brew, Shepherd Neame, in Battle, which was, you know, really disappointing because apparently it was Pub of the Year and they'd only got Master Brew on. I mean, that's pathetic, isn't it? Really, really pathetic. And it's called the Abbey Hotel. And it's opposite the Abbey. I mean, dear me, we're talking, what, you know, nearly 1,000 years of history, aren't we? Just another, 42 years now, and we're really talking 1,000 years of history. And all they can offer me is one cheap beer. Pathetic. Absolute garbage, I tell you. I was really disappointed. Anyway, I got fed up with the Long Man in the end, and I went off to... a really odd place called Bodle Street Green for the White Horse. And they had like this local Burmarsh brewery called Lakeside or something. And they had an American Red Ale. So I tried that. It was okay, you know, but I played the piano quite badly. And then I made my way on. And the last one I got to was called the Swan at Woods Corner. And she only had Harvey's Best, and I can't drink it, unfortunately. It just makes me ill. So I had to have a bottle of a Speckled Hen, and I had peanuts. And it was almost, I mean, the pub was amazing, really old. It went back to $13.99. I mean, beat that, come on. That was pretty fucking amazing. And a lady looked like she'd been serving all that time and all. And, you know, a local farmer came in and talked to some local ex-farmers. Oh, it was fascinating, big loads of logs for the fire and all that. I really felt I was sitting in a slice of history. But to drink a bottled beer, I don't get me wrong, Old Speckled Hen is as good as any, but, you know, it's so fizzy, so gassy after a decent draft ale. So I managed to get myself back into Roberts Bridge, and all three of the pubs had closed by about 10 o'clock. Utterly pathetic. Even in Romney here, the pubs were still serving, you know, at 10:30 or whatever. And they are out in East Kent as well. I mean, the most exciting pub I've been to lately, well, there's two really exciting pubs I've been to, and they're both, I think, 1400s. The Griffin's Head of Chillenden, south of Canterbury, and that served me a nice late red. And they do food. It's flipping brilliant. You'll never find it because it's in the middle of nowhere, and there are, either aren't any signs or it's still well water and they all point in the wrong direction. And the other one was the other side of the Stour, so going up from Canterbury. That was at a place called, I think it was called West Beer, believe it or not, and it was the Old U, something like that, the Old U Inn. Oh my gosh, that was just the most perfect beamed place. And I actually had half a pint of Aspel cider in there. I don't know why, no idea, but that I definitely want to go back there. That really was good. And there was a couple in the next place called Fordham, which were, you know, they were okay, a bit like the sort of pubs you'd get in Stratford and Avon, not great but okay, you know. So, yeah, I've definitely gone to a lot of places, and probably the most interesting drink I've had all year for location was the half a pint of Dark Strongbow from the, let me think what it's called now, the Chislett Colliery Welfare Club. Chislett Colliery Welfare Club. Don't even ask how I managed to get into a working men's club, right, and have a drink. I mean, it was fucking, that was historic. On a whole new level. That was definitely my best. But before I went to there, I did find one just over the river at a place that I can't remember, and it was called the, I don't know, something. And it was right on the River Stour with boats. That was very pleasant, but I was tending to drink cider on that one. I think that was an entirely cider binge because the beers were so awful up there, you know. That's the trouble, isn't it? But yeah, so, you know, I've been to a lot of pubs around Kent this well, since the summer. So it's just, I've never been to so many. I would honestly say I've probably visited more than 60 in Kent and Sussex since June. That is epic on a whole new level, isn't it? Including the Castle and Royal Oak at Pevensey. Amazing. So, you know, I haven't finished the year with pubs by any means. But what I'm going to do next is I'm going to go up to Suffolk for a little bit of a change and get some of those lovely Norfolk beers down there. They really are exceptional. And get out and about in the countryside a bit. And actually, some of the bars in Ipswich are just unbelievable. So you've got to start the evening young, you know. I mean, you start it young, and by the time you've finished, you're well over 90, you know, really knees cracking and everything. So what I want to say is, you know, we're going into the redder, the more chestnut, the darker beers, and just really enjoy yourself. Get those pork scratchings in. Don't worry about what anyone says. That's the main thing. And, you know, really and honestly, I'm much better with decent, well-brewed beers than all this cheap wine that's knocking around the supermarkets. It's only going to rot your gut at the end of it, but beer builds you up. You know, you've only got to look at your tummy, haven't you? Builds you up, it does. Cheers.